Welcome to a very special edition of Onc Live On Air. I'm your host today, Caroline Seymour. Onc Live On Air is a podcast from Onc Live, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, Onc Live covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, sponsored by EMD Serrano and Pfizer, we had the pleasure of speaking with Shilpa Gupta, MD, a medical oncologist in the Department of Hematology and Medical Oncology at Cleveland Clinic, to discuss the FDA approval of avelumab as maintenance treatment for patients with locally advanced or metastatic urothelial carcinoma that has not progressed with first-line platinum-based chemotherapy. The June 30, 2020 regulatory decision was based on findings from the pivotal Phase 3 Javelin Bladder 100 trial, which showed a significant improvement in median overall survival of 7.1 months with avelumab as frontline maintenance treatment plus best supportive care over best supportive care alone. The results from the trial, which were presented during the 2020 ASCO Virtual Scientific Program, showed a median overall survival of 21.4 months with avelumab versus 14.3 months with best supportive care alone. This translated to a 31% reduction in the risk of death in the overall patient population. Notably, the benefit with avelumab extended across all pre-specified subgroups, including those defined by cisplatin or carboplatin-based chemotherapy, and regardless of whether response or stable disease was achieved after frontline induction chemotherapy. In the multicenter international open-label parallel-arm randomized Phase 3 trial, investigators examined frontline avelumab maintenance therapy in combination with best supportive care compared with best supportive care alone in a total of 700 patients with unresectable, locally advanced, or metastatic urothelial cancer whose disease did not progress on 4 to 6 cycles of standard gemcitabine paired with either cisplatin or carboplatin. Patients enrolled on the trial had experienced a complete response, a partial response, or stable disease with chemotherapy. They received treatment between 4 to 10 weeks post-induction chemotherapy. Just more than half of patients, or 51%, had tumors with PD-L1 positivity. Avelumab was given intravenously at 10 mg per kilogram every 2 weeks in 4-week treatment cycles. Best supportive care included antibiotics, nutritional support, correction of metabolic disorders, as well as symptom control and pain management. The co-primary endpoints of the trial were overall survival in all randomized patients, as well as in those with PD-L1 positive tumors. Secondary endpoints of the trial included progression-free survival, anti-tumor activity, safety, pharmacokinetics and immunogenicity, predictive biomarkers, and patient-reported outcomes in the co-primary patient populations. The median follow-up was 19.6 months in the avelumab arm and 19.2 months in the best supportive care alone arm. Additional results demonstrated that in the cohort of patients with PD-L1 positive tumors, the median overall survival had not yet been reached in those who received avelumab versus 17.1 months in those who received best supportive care alone. In the overall patient population, the median PFS was 3.7 months in the avelumab plus best supportive care arm, compared with 3.7 months in the best supportive care alone arm per blinded independent central review. Additionally, the hazard ratio for PFS favored avelumab in the PD-L1 positive subgroup as well. Regarding safety, investigators examined a total of 344 patients in the avelumab arm and 345 patients in the best supportive care alone arm, and found avelumab to be very well tolerated. All grade, any cause adverse effects were reported in 95% of those who received avelumab versus 77.7% of those who received the control. Grade 3 or 4 adverse effects were experienced by 47.4% and 25.2% of those in the avelumab best supportive care and best supportive care alone arms, respectively. The most common grade 3 or higher adverse effects reported in the avelumab and control arms included urinary tract infection, anemia, hematuria, fatigue, and back pain. Previously, in 2017, avelumab was granted an accelerated approval from the FDA for the treatment of patients with locally advanced or metastatic urothelial carcinoma who experience disease progression during or following platinum-containing chemotherapy, or who have disease progression within 12 months of neoadjuvant or adjuvant treatment with platinum-containing chemotherapy. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Gupta discussed the FDA approval of avelumab in metastatic urothelial carcinoma and key findings from the Javelin Bladder 100 study. Thank you so much for joining me, Dr. Gupta. As you know, checkpoint inhibitors are available in the first and second line settings, in the metastatic setting, and now in the maintenance setting with the June approval of avelumab. What is the significance of the approval and how will it impact the paradigm?
So thank you for having me. So the significance of avelumab in the maintenance setting is quite phenomenal because in the past, after patients got first-line platinum-based chemotherapy for metastatic urothelial cancer, if they progressed, then they would get approved immunotherapy agents, and avelumab was one of the options besides pembrolizumab and other agents. But in this study, they found that patients who did not progress, that is those who had stable disease or partial and complete responses, if they start avelumab early, that is when they had the response soon thereafter, then it significantly prolonged their overall survival and progression-free survival compared to best supportive care. And this tells us that this is a great window of opportunity to put patients on maintenance and catch them early, because up until now, we were relying on the use of immunotherapy only when patients progressed. And there's a risk of dropout, as well as losing some patients who may benefit early on.
So of course, you alluded to the overall survival improvement that we saw from the Javelin Bladder 100 trial. Could you elaborate a little bit more on the findings from that study?
Yeah, sure. So this study enrolled around 700 patients who were randomized in a one-to-one fashion between avelumab and best supportive care versus best supportive care alone. And the overall survival in the overall population was 21.4 months with avelumab compared to only 14.3 months in the best supportive care arm. That's a significant survival benefit.
And how is the drug tolerated?
The drug is very well tolerated, as are all immunotherapy agents. There are the risks of immune-related adverse events, but that was inconsistency with what's been reported before. Avelumab in particular has a higher rate of infusion-related reactions compared to other immunotherapy agents, but there were no toxic deaths or serious events from that.
So how do you imagine that this approval will impact the paradigm? Are we going to start seeing more maintenance studies with the immunotherapies that are available in the second line setting?
Yes, absolutely. So right in parallel with this study, you know, we had participated in the pembrolizumab maintenance study in a similar setting, and we published the results in JCO this year. This study was led by Dr. Galsky, HCR and GU14182, which was a much smaller study. It was not a registrational study. It was a phase 2 study of around 108 patients who were randomized to pembrolizumab versus placebo. And in that too, we found that PFS was significantly longer with maintenance pembrolizumab. So these two studies have set the stage for harnessing the maintenance immunotherapy approaches. And I think the future is about how to maximize that by adding another agent to the immunotherapy arm. And that is what we are proposing to do in a study that we plan to do by adding another novel agent to immunotherapy. And I'm sure this is a great opportunity to add novel agents and maximize the benefits.
So going back to the Javelin trial for a bit, avelumab was available to patients who achieved a complete response, partial response, as well as stable disease on platinum chemotherapy. Is that correct?
Correct.
So that's a little different from some of the maintenance studies we've seen in other tumor types. And then as well, avelumab's use wasn't restricted by PD-L1 expression either.
That is correct. So in the group that was PD-L1 positive, the benefit was much more pronounced, but the overall intention to treat population derived survival benefit. You're right, the maintenance studies for bladder, this is the first study that has been positive. In the past, studies using VEGF tyrosine kinase inhibitors and HER2 receptor antagonists were smaller studies and were negative.
So what would you like to emphasize then for patients? We've covered most of the clinical aspects.
I think this is a great opportunity for patients who have had a response or stable disease to first-line platinum-based chemotherapy to continue deriving benefit early on rather than wait for progressing if they were to progress, because that does improve survival, but the magnitude of benefit that we are seeing in the maintenance study is higher. You know, it is a commitment on the part of the patient because avelumab is given every 2 weeks as opposed to some other immunotherapies which are more spread out. So it's going to be a long discussion with the patients about the risks and benefits. And I think it should be offered to all patients based on the level one evidence.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to OncLive On Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field and recaps from our State of the Science summits and institutional perspectives on cancer webinars. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at OncLive and OncLiveSOSS. On Facebook, like us at OncLive and OncLive State of the Science Summit, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you like today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.